Auburn Opelika's News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk, WKNI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Full house as we talk Southern Union. And Todd Shackett comes in, our guest monthly. However, this time you brought visitors with us.
Yeah, I brought some special guests today. So I've touched on this probably over the last year that we're looking at we have started a veterinary technology program. And I brought our two leaders in that. First is Haley Pritchard. She's our director of veterinary technology. She's been with us almost a year now. She's really leading the effort. And then most recently we hired Tricia Chantel as our veterinarian on staff, who's going to be our instructor. So they're going to talk all about the things we're going to be doing and the careers and what people interested in these programs can expect if they want to participate in our program.
Haley, I guess I'll start with you just because you're famous already from being in a publication. So, I asked Todd when he sat down, I said, this is something that we've been discussing. I've been doing this show a little over 2 years now, and Todd and I were talking about it. We've been discussing this for a year, but now it's here. It's come to fruition. And just kind of talk a little bit about the background about what brought this about and, you know, what kind of the goal of the program is to do.
Sure. Okay. I think the first thing is really important is there is, you know, an employment staff shortage across the nation, right? But in Alabama, specifically in veterinary medicine, there is a major need for veterinary technicians. And for those that don't know, a veterinary technician is a licensed individual most similarly related to an RN in human medicine. And so to be a veterinary technician or call yourself a veterinary technician, that means that you've gone to school, you have passed, you know, graduated from a veterinary technology program, and then you've passed state and national board exams, and then you've maintained your license. And so the amount of people in Alabama who you have licensures in veterinary technology or veterinary nursing are few and far between. I think there's probably less than just under 2,000 veterinarians in Alabama and just shy of 500 veterinary technicians. So it's not even a one-to-one ratio. So there's a major need. I think that's the most important starting point.
Right.
And so Southern Union recognized that. So there were discussions probably in President Shackett, correct me if this is wrong, but around 2016, 2017, is my understanding, there were some kind of grassroots efforts to talk about a program and starting it at Southern Union with the Auburn University College of Veterinary Medicine right down the road. And COVID came and kind of halted some of those efforts. Mm-hmm. And then it really started to pick back up again in City Hall, Town Hall. And Dr. Robert Lofton, who is deceased now, was a veterinarian locally who started really pushing for this and the need, and the veterinarians need relief, they need help, they need professionals that are skilled and able to help in the local area clinics. And so that's kind of, I think, where the program started in terms of its inception, I suppose.
Well, and Todd, you've talked about that. I mean, you don't take this lightly. You usually, when these programs come about, it's because somebody's approached you and said, this is our need.
Yeah, we start with the need.
What can you do?
Yeah, we don't dream up things that we like to do. It's really what's needed, and we try to find the best people. I say this, and I mean it. As president, yeah, it's an important role, but the biggest thing I do is pick great people to lead our efforts. And and so we started immediately looking for somebody to lead this effort, knowing it's going to be it's a lot of work to start something from scratch with nothing in place. And we're at the point now where it's very visible what we want to do.
Tricia, from a veterinarian standpoint, I mean, the need of this, Haley just brought up the numbers. I didn't, until Todd brought this up, I had no idea that this was even a thing. So apparently veterinarians really have, this is something they want and need throughout the state.
Absolutely. Veterinary technicians are really the backbone of a veterinary practice. If you think about what human nurses do, it's just the same. It's the patient care, it's the hands-on, it's the client, you know, pet-parent communication. Just from a companion animal standpoint, veterinary technicians do things in industry, large animal, laboratory animal as well, but really veterinary medicine would not function without veterinary technicians working, you know, right alongside veterinarians, for sure.
This program, is it going to be at is it the Opelika campus? Is it the Valley?
It's the Valley campus.
Okay.
Yep. So it's an easy ride down I-85 when we do our partnerships with the other four-year schools or the veterinary schools like Auburn University. So I think it's going to be convenient. We had the space, And frankly, we saw such success with our physical therapy program. We know we can make this work in a very, very good way.
We're talking the Vet Tech program, talking Southern Union. Trish Chantel with us, Haley Pritchard with us, and of course, Todd Shackett. We'll talk more on that here momentarily and even talk about the curriculum a little bit. That's just around the corner. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to news talk station.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. The Vet Tech program at Southern Union, as Todd Shackett joins us, as well as Haley Pritchard and Tricia Chanteau. Sorry. Misspoke on that, but that's we kind of, as I told somebody, we kind of get away with a little bit just because we have a we're close enough to Louisiana where we can missay stuff and get away with it. But we were going to talk about curriculum. Who wants to go in that direction?
I can jump in.
All right.
So I think the biggest thing for people to know if they're interested in veterinary technology is that it is the two-year program to start. Mm-hmm. Some states, some programs will do a four-year program. Here at Southern Union, we're doing the two-year associate's degree. And so we can accept students out of high school if they've taken some concurrent or dual enrollment coursework and they've completed their prerequisites. But the majority of our students coming out of high school or who have never been college students before will have to do one or two semesters of curriculum work at the academic level. So they'll have to get their core academics out of the mm-hmm. way. Those are the biology, English composition, speech, humanities, elective, math, those general academic college courses. And then once they've completed those and have good GPAs, high ACT scores, they can basically look to apply to our program. There's a couple of other things that we'll include in our application process, but the core things are going to be those prerequisite coursework. And so once they have those and they've met those with high GPA, they can start looking towards applying to the program.
Tricia, I talk to Todd about this all the time. The one thing that Southern Union offers that a lot of people don't offer, especially even a four-year university, and that is the whether if you call it the practicum or the clinical aspect of it, the hands-on stuff. I mean, is that something that the students will be doing, that they will not only see the classroom work that Haley was just talking about, but they'll be seeing basically everyday activity of what they will be doing day in and day out?
Absolutely. Being a veterinary technician is a really hands-on job. I think that's reflected in the title as technician. It's all about being with the animals, and touching them every single day. And so mm-hmm. we're going to prepare our students in that exact same way. We're a distributive model. And so we'll be partnering with local clinical sites, veterinary colleges, veterinary practices to have our students out in industry 2 to 3 days a week, absolutely getting that hands-on experience, being in the environment, seeing what working as a veterinary technician really looks like.
Todd, you and I have talked about this too. This is something where they're going to make more than the person that goes and says, hey, I want to volunteer at the vet clinic, and then I want to turn that into a part-time job and then maybe full-time later. Getting this certification and being a vet tech, I mean, it's going to be, they're going to be making a little bit more than the person that's working the front desk and bringing dogs
right.
to the back.
But I'll tell you, I think working the front desk is not a bad place to start for maybe some mm-hmm. high schoolers that think they want to go into veterinary medicine because they can be in the environment and make contacts and see what the different job specifics are, right? What a technician does versus the veterinarian, and just know what they're getting into. And also, I think when you're applying for these programs, having that background is not going to hurt you at all, right? Mm. So if there's an interview process, for example, you'll have a lot more context in which to provide why you want to do this program.
And one thing we've talked about with other programs, and we'll get to aviation here in a little bit because I want you to touch on that before we get out of here, and the open house. We'll talk about that next segment. But do you foresee this turning into maybe some high school kids, they'll do some dual learning stuff, maybe get some classes knocked out, and then they go through the program?
Probably not in the veterinary component of it.
Okay.
But what I would say is we are in the efforts now, and actually down at the State House the other day, and all the presidents were getting together with our chancellor. And one of our big initiatives this year, which is going to be something we've always done but more enhanced, is integrating ourselves more with the high schools and getting more of a career exploratory component in 9th, 10th grade mm-hmm. to let these students know that there's pathways out there. And I would say, veterinary medicine, aviation, all these are going to be things we bring up in that environment. So you get the kids thinking about it before it's time to graduate high school.
And the kid that you talked about that maybe work in the front desk in high school, I mean, they get this – you know, this certification, they become a vet tech, who knows, they may go on and become a veterinarian.
That's correct.
At some point.
You know, I think if you follow your passion, you know, there's three components to being successful. I think is be good at your job, like your job, and then obviously it's something that will sustain you for your family and so forth. And I think when you go into something like veterinary medicine or nursing or even aviation, there's usually a passion behind it. You mm-hmm. love animals, you love flight, whatever it might be.
If I can jump in, I just want to kind of point something out that the public isn't always aware of. And so one of the things that is a common misconception or is asked of veterinary technicians is, oh, so you're going to vet school. I want to point out this is a standalone career similar mm-hmm. to nursing. And again, in human medicine, that's just the easiest way to compare it. So you kind of take a pathway. Do you want to be a nurse? Do you want to be a veterinarian? Sure, that's absolutely not to say that nurses don't go on to be DOs or MDs, but for the vast majority of our students, they've chosen Correct. Veterinary technology or veterinary nursing because they want to do the nursing component of the practice. Mm. And so I think it's just an important distinction to note that when students are choosing to be a veterinary technician, they are not less than a veterinarian, and they certainly could pursue veterinary mm-hmm. degrees in as DVMs, doctors of veterinary medicine, mm-hmm. but this is a standalone career, and so it takes a lot of work. It's a very competitive program to get into, but also it's a very tough curriculum, and so this is very much so a license to practice veterinary medicine as, for lack of a better term, a veterinary nurse.
Haley with us, Tricia with us, Todd with us. We're talking Southern Union Vet Tech Program. We'll talk a little bit of aviation, and the open house was yesterday as well. More on that in a moment. Albert Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Covering what's happening in the great state of Alabama, you're listening to Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, News Talk WANI. We're talking Southern Union, and we got Tricia with us, Haley with us, and of course Todd with us. Todd, before we get to open house and talk a little bit about aviation, ladies, is there anything else we need to get to as far as the program is concerned? You made a good point, Haley. This is a program. This isn't a course that you take.
Right.
Which I told you, I said, listen, until Todd started talking about this a year ago, I had no idea this position even existed. But Tricia, you were even telling me it's a thing that's been around for quite a while.
Yeah, so it's been a standalone career since the late 70s in terms of the legal protection and the accreditation and licensing. I think it's worth mentioning that there are on-the-job trained veterinary assistants. Those are unlicensed individuals. Mm-hmm. And what they can do even under, you know, the supervision of a veterinarian is much reduced compared to what a licensed, you know, credentialed veterinary technician can do.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. Todd, I told you, I compared it to what my sister-in-law, that first program that she went through.
Yes.
That everybody thinks that she just works in a lab. She's a lab tech. And I was like, no, she actually went through a program to do it.
And she has a degree.
Yeah, and she's got a degree. And she's sought after to go do special things, including right. anything from autopsies to blood work and all that. And so she didn't go on to get her doctor so she could be, you know, somebody that performs the autopsy, but she's involved in it. Right. So
And the you know, there's nationalized or standardized testing to make sure you actually know what you've been learning for the last 2 years to make sure you really are capable of performing the duties.
Before we get out of here, I wanted to let you, because we got about 2.5-3 minutes left, talk a little bit about the open house.
Yeah, we had an open house last night on our Opelika campus for our technical division. Very well attended, a lot of excitement. In that program, the overall technical division in the last 2 to 3 years has grown by over 60%, which is not just good for Southern Union, but great for our community, because every one of those students, when they graduate, has a job, and we have more employers asking us for more graduates. Mm-hmm. So it's really helpful for our economic health here in the Auburn Opelika area. But yeah, so and the aviation program was swamped. There were people in and out of there. I think the fall class is already full.
Okay.
For fall cohort is already full, and it's only February.
Yeah, I know.
But the good news is we hired another instructor, so we're going to be able to expand that program. And I think veterinary medicine is going to be exactly like that. We're talking off air, but we got to plan for success. You know, the next 5-10 years, what do we need? Do we need more equipment? Do we need more space? Do we need more instructors? Probably
all
a combination
of
all three. But a plan, like a little timeline of, okay, at this point, we're looking to expand by 25 more students. We mm-hmm. need these things, how much money it's going to be, so we get ahead of it. I hate to turn people down. But on the positive side of that is when you get so many applicants, you know that you're going to get a really solid base of students in your cohort, and the success of their graduation and their pass rates on their exams is like our nursing last year was 98% first-time pass rate on NCLEX. That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But we get 300 plus applicants every semester for 75 spots. So you're picking really the best of the best, which only enhances the program over time because the ones that come out are outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told you I got the best one a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
She had that. She had the Southern Union degree, and she was my best friend for 9 days. So
yeah, no, I had the same experience.
I wouldn't trade her for anything. Matter of fact, I only had her 7 days, and the last 2 days I kept asking, where is she? Well, she's got to take some time off. She doesn't work the whole month. So otherwise, people get involved. Have you got any sort of registration? How soon does it open up for fall? It's already open for fall?
Well, you can apply for fall.
Yeah.
Yep, you can apply, and it's very straightforward. Just go to our website. It's really just make sure you have your transcripts, and there's no fee. And we'd love to see you. And stop by for visits, and we can show you around and give you whatever information you need.
I highly suggest you do the tours. They've also the Path to the Plains program we didn't even get to this time around.
Yeah. The other thing I'll mention is scholarship applications are due March 1st, so we've got a couple more weeks. Look at those. You know, full scholarship, full tuition scholarships are out there. They can be academic. They can be ambassadors, which are the folks that greet visitors. We have a new one called Social Media Ambassador, who are going to help us with some of our online presence. People want to go into marketing and communications. Those are our target audience for those scholarships. But really, check us out. It's very affordable as is. But it can be almost free if you look at scholarship opportunities.
And there's some other big announcements that could be coming down the road as well that Todd and I have talked about on there. I say get involved. This is something that is part of the community that it ain't your typical junior college like it was when Todd and I were growing up.
No. We're very progressive in terms of looking where we want to be 5 years from now. What are the careers that are out there and trying to get ahead of that. So when you come to us, you're going to leave ready and relevant for a career.
We're going to talk Arbor Springs coming up next hour, as well as Fox News just around the corner, as we look forward to that. And then we will Mark Traylor going to visit with us. And Tricia, Haley, thank you all so much.
Thank you
making
for
your
thank you for
radio
us.
Debut. We'll get you back in here. All I promise. Right. Todd, as always, I greatly appreciate your time, sir.
All right. Same here.
Always interesting month. Stuff. You got it. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Fox News next.